rare you get to cover something unique. It's a Portland story. I think it just resonates, well, internationally, if you ask me. It's a sports bar in Portland called The Sports Bra. The website, check it out, thesportsbrapdx.com. You can also follow on Twitter using the handle at thesportsbrapdx. And it's my pleasure to welcome in the owner, Jenny Nguyen. Jenny, thanks so much for joining the show. How's life treating you these days?
Thanks for having me, Steve. We are busy. Things are good. We're cranking full steam ahead over here.
You know, I want to start with the basics. I mean, your last name is Nguyen, and you own a sports bar. I mean, could we take a moment to just appreciate the good karma right there alone?
Just today, one of my contacts was like, "Hey, let's call it a win-win situation," and I was just like, "Oh my gosh, the puns just never stop, right?"
And I'm sure once the alcohol starts flowing, that doesn't help at all.
Oh yeah, double entendres, innuendos, everything's happening.
You know, how about a little personal background? I mean, where are you from? What or who, be it friends, family member, if you played sports, what got you interested in sports to the point where, you know, you pursued that passion and kind of landed here?
Sure. Man, you can get the 5-minute story, you can get the 50-minute story. So I was born and raised in Portland. So this is feeling really special, being my hometown. And just, you know, like, especially the last couple of years, Portland's gotten pretty bad rap. So giving back to the city that has helped make me who I am and bring some positivity back into the media about Portland has been really meaningful to me. As far as sports go, I grew up playing basketball. That was like, I'm a one-trick pony, I like to tell people. I tried playing soccer. I tried volleyball, baseball, track and field. I was never really that into anything else. So basketball has been my jam. And I pretty much picked it up from a very young age, probably 4 or 5. I wanted to like just learn how to dribble. And like, that was my problem. When I got into soccer, every time the ball came near me, I just picked it up. And people were like, yeah, that's not going to work for us. But yeah, I played all the way through high school, and I was about to play in college, and I had a pretty severe knee injury that kept me out. And then that's when I started cooking. I kind of discovered cooking, and that became my next passion. And the next career I moved into was becoming a chef. So having the sports bra really is like the combination of the two things that I've ever really truly felt like I belonged in my life. So it's kind of a natural segue, I suppose.
I like how you weaved it all together. I saw the piece on Good Morning America, NPR, you know, a lot of write-ups, TV stations, local, national. And when you begin an undertaking like this, obviously you want the attention and the word to get out. So I'm curious, it's been just over a month since you opened the doors. How has the coverage been? Because I found it kind of uplifting.
You know, it has been incredible. And this was by far, like, far and beyond my wildest imagination of what the sports bra was going to become, or what it has become like meaningful for other people, and how impactful it already has been in just a month. So yeah, I've just been overwhelmed. I had no idea that media would really take the story, and it like grew its own wings and took off. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
without me having to do much of anything. Everybody's like, oh, who's your PR person? Who does all your marketing and stuff? And I was like, honestly, nothing. You know, like, I run my own social media stuff. I just post like what I want and what I think is important as far as like, you know, the community that has helped make the sports bra what it is today. Because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, Jenny, you know, you're like a genius, you have all this stuff. And it's like, no, it's not like that at all. I've had tons and tons of help from friends and family to help get to where we are now. And I just happen to be the face of it. But there's literally like hundreds of people behind me that have helped make this happen.
Talking with Jenny Nguyen of the Sports Bra in Portland. So whether it's somebody writing a screenplay or, you know, deciding to backpack through Europe, it doesn't happen overnight. I'm kind of curious because I've heard the story.
Sure.
What inspired you and all those involved to open a place that exclusively shows women's sports on the TVs? I mean, it's a great story.
Yeah, I mean, so it starts way back when, you know, my friends and I, we all met playing basketball. Pretty much everyone I know, either directly or indirectly, is through basketball, whether it was like pickup games, high school, you know, whatever it was. It's all people that sports was like the one thing that we all met doing. And otherwise, we don't know if we'd ever had met these people. You know what I mean? Like, we're all from so different backgrounds, different career fields, that kind of thing. But the common experience, which I think is definitely like universal for a women's sports fan, is that feeling of going to a sports bar and not quite feeling like you belong there, or having to be compromised in some fashion, whether it's, you know, going out of your way to have to ask for something to be shown on TV, whether it's you feel comfortable in that space because, you know, you're a woman or non-binary or LGBTQIA+, you know, whatever it is, like those spaces aren't, traditionally, they're not geared towards making everyone feel included,
sure.
You know, particularly if you go and it's during like a men's football match and things, you know, there's alcohol involved. There's, you know, physical, you know, action happening on TV and then everybody gets like wild. So there's a certain toxic masculinity that can build up in spaces like that. And for many women and people who are non-binary or queer, it's not a comfortable situation, on top of the viewing of women's sports. So when I talked about maybe, you know, conceptualizing the sports bra, it was something that I would talk to my friends and they'd be like, oh my God, you know, that's a great idea. Like, I think that would really take off. And it wasn't, you know, again, my friends and I, we share sports in common. So I think that these are all people that are like-minded as myself. And so I didn't really know what it would be like when I released the idea into the public and how the general public might feel about a space that is solely here to celebrate girls and women in sport.
And if I remember correctly, in reading and watching some of the video, there was kind of a specific moment where you didn't just walk in and randomly ask for some, you know, Pac-12 lacrosse game. It was
sure.
The Final Four. And
exactly.
For most fans, it was the first buzzer beater with Arike Ogunbowale and Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, didn't they just like, yeah, go back there and watch it?
Pretty much. I mean, so it was the 2018 finals. So it was actually the championship game. And we roll into this sports bar that we had been to, you know, enough times that we were somewhat comfortable with the staff there and everything. So we roll in there and we're probably a dozen women. And they didn't have the game on. So we were just like, hey, can we change one of these TVs? And they were like, oh, no problem. And so they, you know, they seated us kind of on the side of, so there was something else happening on the majors, on the main screens there. I can't remember exactly what it was, but everybody was watching those main screens. So they kind of had us off to the side on a smaller TV. And, you know, we proceeded to order food and drinks and the whole works. And we had a great time and we watched the game and it ended up being like this incredible game. Like you said, a last second buzzer beater. It was a comeback from behind. And we just lost it. You know, we were screaming. And, of course, no one else in the whole bar is watching this game. So it's quiet in there. And then suddenly we're, like, going nuts. And so there's, like, this idea of, you know, no one else is there to celebrate with us except for us. But, again, this was a compromise that we had made over and over and over again. So we had almost gotten kind of used to it or desensitized to it. So anyway, we're leaving the bar and we're all kind of like mingling in the parking lot, saying our goodbyes. And I was just like, man, what a great game. And then a friend of mine was just like, yeah, it would have been better if the sound had been on. And right then I realized that I had become so desensitized to watching women's sports in a compromised way in public spaces that it was like shock. It was like a shock to me because I hadn't realized, you know, that whole time that we didn't have the sound because some other game was on TV, right, for everyone else to be watching.
Of course.
And I made some, like, snippety comment, like, under my breath about how the only way we were ever going to watch a women's sports game, like, in its full glory is if we had our own place. And it was just totally out of frustration. I didn't mean anything by it. This was in 2018. And, you know, it was just, like, something that you say, like, when you're frustrated, right?
Sure.
But that kind of planted the seed. And like the next day I was thinking about it and I was just like, oh man, if I had a place like that, what would I call it? And I love wordplay, you know. So I was just like, the sports bra, it just totally made sense, you know, bar and bra. And, you know, it, and then like, you know, right after that, I was like, I have the motto figured out. It would be, we support women. And I just like LOL'd, you know, my friends and I, we just thought it was hilarious. And that was that. And then for years, my girlfriend and I, whenever we were frustrated going out to bars to watch games or with like, you know, we have a couple dietary restrictions. If we couldn't like eat the food that we wanted, we'd always make some side comment like, oh, at the sports bra, there'd be a vegan version of this. Or at the sports bra, you know, this game would be on, you know. And so it was kind of this make-believe place for a very long time. Yeah, and then in 2020, there was, you know, the pandemic happened, and then there was a ton of upheaval from social movements, social justice movements. There was a lot going on in the world. And I was in between jobs, so I was kind of in this limbo that I'd never been in before, and I was really frustrated with, you know, where my next path was going to be and, like, what the world was looking like and, like, how I wanted to move forward in the world with my future. And like, you know, I think everybody was kind of having that moment where you reevaluate your priorities and things like that. And, you know, I was just like, what am I good at? What can I do to give back? And only, the only thing I ever knew was cooking. So I was just trying to think outside the box. And I just, you know, was like, oh, do I travel for like an NGO and like do like cooking in like disaster areas or something like that, you know, trying to think outside the box. And my girlfriend was like, hey, you know how you always joke about the sports bra? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, why don't you do that? And when she first mentioned it, I was like, because in my mind, it was just a place for my friends and I to watch games. That was it. And when she said it, I was like, how is that going to make a difference? Or how does that help anything that's happening in the world right now? Like, that seems like super small peanuts or like doesn't make any sense. But the more we talked about it, the more it kind of unfurled all these different layers on how, you know, it could impact our community here in Portland with, you know, just giving people the space to feel safe, to feel included, to feel represented. And then slowly one thing at a time, we like, I sat down to just like write a fake menu, you know, like, oh, if I did have the sports bra, what would I have on the menu? And then I started to think about my experience as a female chef and how, you know, that's also another male-dominated place is kitchens. And it just led to me to think about women in food and beverage industries and how overlooked and underfunded and underinvested they are. And so I was just like, hey, you know what? If I had this place, I would try to wrap in as many women-owned or operated businesses as I could. And that way, you know, when we have our motto, we support women, it's kind of funny, and it's also not just sports. It's also like, maybe we can do that in everything we do. So, yeah.
I read that you work carefully to make sure, like, the ingredients you use are from, mm-hmm. you know, places that are women-owned and your specific mm-hmm. sources. And believe me, mm-hmm. as somebody who gave up eating meat 7 years ago, cold turkey, it was kind of exciting to hear that you've incorporated all that. And safe to mm-hmm. say it was deliberate and it was part of the plan.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't say that the sports bra as it is right now was the plan to be at the beginning, because that's definitely not true. It is something that we're growing and learning, you know, as we go. Like, how can we, you know, be more inclusive, or how can we represent the people who don't have a voice, or people who oftentimes aren't given a voice through mainstream media or whatever it is. So it's a constant learning process. People are always like, oh my God, I can't believe you thought of all this stuff to do at once. And I'm just like, I didn't, you know, it unfurled itself. And just like, you know, so we're an all ages restaurant until 10 PM. And the how that came about was, so my girlfriend and I were talking, and we were talking about the sports bra, and as it became this more complete picture for us, she had mentioned, you know, can you imagine if when we were little, our parents took us to a place like this where we could watch women playing basketball on TV?
Wow.
And when she said that, I was like, that's it. I want to make this place open to families and kids, like not just young girls, but young boys, so that they can see that women play sports and that they play it professionally. And hopefully to inspire or you know, keep girls who play, keep them playing all the way through, you know, instead of dropping out because they don't think that girls play sports as women. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So the representation piece became, that was something that came later in the process of planning the sports bra. So it's not like it came out of my brain, you know, as a complete thing. It's always changing and always building.
You know,
and being intentional, I think, is a big part of it.
You know, the last thing I wanted to get to, you mentioned that Notre Dame game with Agumba Wale's buzzer beater 4 years ago. We've seen the WNBA coverage grow under the new commissioner. The NCAA women's tournament showed every game on ESPN for the first time. We've seen this fight for equal pay for our national soccer team. And we know that what's present, there's still the misogyny and ignorance. But Jenny, do you feel like some forward steps, some progress is being made?
Absolutely, every single day. And I would say that it's happening at an exponential rate right this moment. And so, you know, I didn't plan for the sports bra to happen right now. It's a nice coincidence, I would say. Everything, the timing, right, of everything happening right now, I think there's a seismic shift heading in that direction for women's sports and gender parity in sports. And I think that the more and more, like, corporate America and other people see that investing in women is actually an extremely smart business strategy.
Right.
that this whole thing will become like a tidal wave. It will start as a ripple and become a tidal wave. But, like, you know, we're in the year of our 50th anniversary of Title IX.
Right.
And so, and even before that, there were very strong women and people doing the work. And so, like, this is just the progress that we're seeing is because of that and because of, you know, all these other dominoes that are helping push the whole movement forward.
Folks, it's an awesome story. If you're in Portland, hit up Jenny and the folks at the Sports Bra, Northeast Broadway Ave, not too far from Moda. Online again, sportsbrapdx.com, on Twitter, at the Sports Bra. Jenny, I really appreciate the time. Congrats on the new biz. Wishing you happiness, success, and when I visit my kids in Portland next time, you're going to be our first stop. So thanks so much for joining us. Be well.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I really appreciate it.
All right. You take care.